it is. Names of Krishna, very simple.
Jai Hare Krishna, Govardhan Giri Dhari.
Thank you.
वर्णानामर्थ संघानां रसानां छंदसामपि मंगलानां च कर्तारो वंदे वाणी विनायको भवानी शंकरो वंदे श्रद्धा विश्वास रूपिनौ याभ्यां विना न पश्यन्ति सिद्धा स्वान्तस्थमीश्वरम् नाना पुराण निगमागम सम्मतम् यद् रामायणे निगदितम् क्वचिदन्यतोऽपि स्वान्तसुखाय तुलसीरघुनाथ गाथा भाषा निबन्धमति मञ्जुलमातनोति भाषा निबन्धमति मञ्जुलमातनोति हरि ओम् joining us today for the first time we are seeing Narad Moha Prasang of the Bal Kand of Shri Ramcharitamanas of Tulsidas ji. Narad Moha Prasang is an episode where Narada falls prey to delusion and consequently gets a strong abhiman. And there's one wonderful thing which is running through the whole katha, and that is, if really we are a devotee of the Lord, truly in our heart, if we are a devotee of the Lord, and we fall, which we'll be prone to, all people fall, and we fall, we will always fall on the right side. Hanumanji was passing over Ayodhya, you know, and Bharat struck him with an arrow, and he fell down. Hanumanji fell down, and he was knocked unconscious. But even in an unconscious state, Bharat thought some Rakshasa was passing, he didn't know who was passing. Even in that unconscious state, he was chanting Ram, Ram, and Bharat heard these words coming, these names coming out from his lips. And immediately, the same Bharat who shot him down, now revived him also. So he fell, but fell on the right side. Some party in Ramayana also. Fell, but fell in the ashram of a sage. So falling is okay, but if we are a devotee, we'll fall in the right place, on the right side. And so we will be helped, you see. So Narada was a great devotee. We saw in the beginning, Parvati ji is telling also to Lord Shiva, Narada gave sharp to Bhagavan, but Narada is a great bhakta of the Lord, Vishnu bhakta, and also jnani. And in this katha, he falls. But he falls in the lap of Bhagavan. What to say? He falls in the lap of the Lord. And so the Lord is able to lift him up. Now, the falling part is because of our own transgressions, our own absence of awareness. We allow, you see, darkness and all the negative things of the world are always waiting to, like, you know, like the wind outside, waiting to come in. All you have to do is open the window. Once your window is open, the wind will come in. In the very same way, if we do not constantly keep awareness in our mind, the evils of unawareness will immediately flood our mind. In the darkness of unawareness, all sorts of evils sprout, you know. So we have to be very, very aware, careful, be vigilant all the time. There's vigilance and awareness and consciousness and all such things we talk about all the time. Being constantly
alert. And the mind is doing this. The mind is doing, mind should not come here. The moment we take our gaze off the mind goes into all sorts of crazy things. That is what we mean by the darkness of ignorance. The darkness of ignorance. Ignorance means unawareness. I'm not aware of my mind. And the moment you'll see that when you sit for meditation and all. The moment you take the gaze off the mind, you are here, you know. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. You're supposed to be meditating on my nature is Chit, Ananda, auspiciousness. You know, like that. Mind is supposed to be there. But the moment you take your gaze off of that mind, it goes and it goes to Australia. It's gone. And you also go for a ride on that mind. Amazing thing. So in that unawareness, all the evils spring. Also, and then the mind will go on conspiring also, planning. And it will take you, depending on that person, it will take him anywhere. So that type of thing. So here, Narad got himself into this same sort of rigmarole, in this same sort of problem. And that's what we are seeing. All right. So when we left it yesterday, Narad had conquered the three doors to hell. Now we saw that. Too. Very interesting, this katha. Kam, krodha, and lobha. He had even superseded Lord Shiva in this acquisition. This great feat he had, been successful at. Lord Shiva himself had given way to anger and burned this Kamadeva. No, but Narad, very calmly. Bhayau na Narad mana kachu rosha. Kachu means even a little bit of anger did not come in his mind. We saw that. And he told that Kamadeva, you go there and tell Indra, I am not interested in his kingdom also. I don't have any greed for kingdom and all such treasury and throne and all such things. I don't want. So lobha. So he defeated Kam. No krodh and no. That thing caused Narad. When the praises came to his, and I told you yesterday about this location of human beings, it is the most powerful of all. Do you know? If you have done a little study of Bhaja Govindam, you will see in the first three verses of Bhaja Govindam, Bhagavan Shankaracharya deals with these three Yeshanas in the same order. That first verse, a very old gentleman is repeating Sanskrit verses, At that stage in his life, when he acquires this title of Shastri, because when you get a Sanskrit degree, you're called as Shastri. So he'll get that title as Shastri. He doesn't care if Yamaraj is waiting on the corner there. He's not thinking about Yamaraj. He's thinking about getting the title of Shastri. So that's called location. So he's going on chanting Sanskrit grammar. And in the next verse, he talks about this wealth. Which is, we saw yesterday, that Vitteshana. And last verse, in the next third verse, he talks about Nari Sthanbara Nabi Desham, Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham, and all that, That is the opposite gender there. In that same order, he deals with his three Yeshanas. In the beginning of Vajra Govindam, you will see that. So that first one is very, very strong. I told you that last, from birth till past the grave. And you know that from your own experience when you hear your name called somewhere. That is why you see our Shastras give. And they forget your name. Think about name of Bhagwan. Shastra replaces that our name should be put aside and put Bhagwan's name there. So Lokeshana. Now this news came back and hit the ears of Narad. And that, when that came, insidiously as though, it caused him to develop this abhiman. Oh yes, I am greater than Lord Shiva himself. And then I told, then so many other things happened now. The credit that was supposed to have gone to the Lord himself, because there's a line there, when the devatas heard from Kamadev, the devatas heard from Kamadev that Narada did not succumb to all these exhortations and all such, you know. Narada was, the gods themselves, when they heard this report, they praised Bhagwan. They praised, they knew that that could have only been the glory of Bhagwan. Narada was able to conquer Kamadev only by the grace of God. That line is here also. Suni sabke man acharaju ava munihi prasamsahi. They praise the muni, but harihi sirunava. They bowed their heads to Hari because they knew that the muni, Narad muni, would only have been able to achieve that thing by the grace of God. And this is the please pay attention to that. That is very, very important thing. Now see, any acquisition that comes, that acquisition, like I gave you the example of Ravan, a lot of knowledge came. He had a lot of knowledge, a lot of power also. Very powerful being, right? When those things come, if we take the credit for those things, that thing is called as abhiman. The moment we take the credit, that is called as abhiman. If we understand that that thing came by the grace of God, that is called humility. So right there, the two opposites are there. I take the credit for the thing. Yes, yes, it was because of my might and my greatness, you know. Anything in life, when they come, if I take the credit, abhiman has come. Mother, arrogance, intoxication, all of that thing. If I immediately give the credit to the Lord, then this colors humility. Right there, the difference is there. So when I take the credit and the abhiman comes, no, that abhiman blinds me. And I told you, in the darkness of ignorance, I become unaware. It blinds me and I become unaware. That darkness of ignorance, in there, all sorts of evils sprout. So one problem leads to another, and then it is a downward spiral. So the first one there, Narada now thought, see, all he got himself realized, this is only the grace of Bhagwan. But Narada himself, the prashamsa came there. Well, this is the word prashamsa, praise. We all like praise. And you know, in this type of society, in Western societies, this thing called as praise, and this, what we call lokeshana, it has become a terrible disease. Really, really bad disease. And we have all gotten caught up in it without also thinking and knowing that we have gotten caught up in it, you know. So you'll see, you look at a soccer match, what you call football. A football match in the 1970s. One of the old matches. But any type of match, any type of sports. You look at some of the footage from the 70s and 80s and all, and you look at footage today, right? When a team wins or a player scores a goal or it does anything great in today, there's a ritual after that. There's a happy dance and all the... You know what I'm talking about. In the old days, he just scores and that was it. You know what I'm talking about. Those of you have seen that contrast over these years. So the joy of having done it and being praised by his audience and entertaining them and all that kind of thing. That has all become a part of the ritual now. You'll see in the society how nowadays stars and singers and rock stars and all of them, when their popularity is going down or they're not appearing in the media because of some hit in the last 1 year and all, they have policies what they'll come out on stage and they'll do the most stupid thing, and so the media will catch them. You see, just so that they'll have attention of the people, attention of media, attention of the world and all, they'll do the most stupid thing. So they don't care if they have to belittle themselves and look stupid, but as long as I get praise and I get notice and I get attention, like that kind of thing. Huh? Attention, actually, in this case. So society, and I'll tell you now, the disease is not only at that level. Now see here. A little child comes. And he says, "Mom, look what I drew." And that mother, "Really, Beta? You drew that? Oh my God, that is so good. Excellent." That mother doesn't recognize anything which is there. Nothing is there she could recognize. But it has become part of the whole society now that in order to inspire this boy, you have to praise him falsely. That has become part of the whole. Because we have become so weakened by this prashamsa that only prashamsa will inspire us. That is an amazing thing. Correct parenting is to tell. Immediately you shift that child's attention. As a parent, when he comes and he shows it, "Mom, look what I have drawn." Then mother, "Oh, do you know the power to draw that thing was given to you by Bhagwan? You know, he put a special magic in your hands. If he did not put that magic in your hands there, you would not have been able to draw that." Now, the prashamsa goes to who? This is parenting. But we have become victim to this whole charade of prashamsa, and the whole society has been driven by this prashamsa. This is the disease which has been spoken about here. This Ramayana goes to the root of everything. Tulsidas is such a real poet. It's amazing. He touches, hidden behind all of the lines is solutions to all the problems which we face even in today's modern society. And so all our children, the whole civilization has gotten caught up with this. And in this, look, all these things that people are putting on television and doing in the media is not getting better. It is getting worse. See where the civilization is going. But this is how it is, that it is springing from a very deep desire which human beings have, which where they like to hear their name called rather than the name of Bhagwan. Tulsidas ji writes a nice line. See? Ram ekta Pasatiyatari, Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya, Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram Jaya Ram. Ram Ekta Pasatiyatari, कोटि खल कुमति सुधारी, श्री राम जय राम। राम एकता बसती तारी, श्री राम जय राम। नाम को जय राम जय जय राम। तुलसीदास जी राइट्स इन दिस लाइन अबाउट द नेम, द पावर ऑफ द नेम ऑफ भगवान। दैट नेम, यू ऑल हर्ड दैट फ्रेज, राम से बड़ा राम का नाम। So in this line, he says, Ram ek tapas tiyatari. During his lifetime, he crossed one person over sansar. Ahalya. He touched Ahalya and crossed over the sansar during his lifetime. Ram ek tapasatya. Tapasatya means the wife of that tapasvi. He crossed. Nam koti khal kumati sudhari. How many wicked, evil people his name has crossed and all, like that. Purified and crossed them over the sansar. So the greatness of that name. So in this tradition, a very, very important thing. The praises to the Lord, the name of the Lord we want, should want to hear, not our own name, that sort of thing. Eh? So now, Bhagwan Shiva, he told to this Narad now, look here, Narad, it is good that you have conquered this Kamdev, you have conquered Krodh, you have conquered Lobh, all of these things, you know. But I tell you one thing. So now Lord Shiva has to find a solution to this. And you know one more thing? I told you yesterday, Lord Shiva told, don't go and tell this thing to Lord Vishnu. We reached there? I don't remember the number which we reached. Now we'll see that. This is now after 127. We chanted 127 already. After one. Okay. Now see from there. Tab Nara the governor Siva Pahi. You see that line? From there we'll see.
तब नारद गवने शिव पाही श्री राम जय राम जिता काम अहमिति मन माही श्री मार चरित संग अति प्रिय जाने वहे सिखाए श्री राम जय राम बार बार
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Siyavara Ramachandra ki jai. Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai. Tab Narad Gavane Siva Pahi. He went straight to, I told you, that when once we get something great in life, if nobody else knows, better we did not get that thing also, isn't it? So he went straight to Lord Shiva because everybody telling, you know. And he's thinking in his mind, they're saying that I have superseded even Lord Shiva, you know. But I wonder if they have told Lord Shiva himself. Maybe they have not told him. You know, if he doesn't know, that doesn't make any sense. So he goes straight to Lord Shiva now. And immediately Tulsidas doesn't waste time also. His presentation. He left that meditation seat and everything immediately. And he went there. Then, Jitakama Ahamiti Manamahi. In his mind, full of this abhiman now. That I have conquered Kamdev and Krodh and Lobh and all. Then, Mar Charita Sankara Sunaye. Sankara hi Sunaye. He told the whole story. You see, and I told you about that yesterday also. Tulsidasji says so much without saying. That's a wonderful thing. You'll see his presentation like this throughout Ramayana. In Sundarkand at one place, Hanumanji is going into Lanka. That Lankini calls him disrespectful name. Disrespectful monkey. Then she calls him fool. Then she calls him thief. So when she calls disrespectful, no reaction. She calls fool, no reaction. Then she calls a thief. So the word chore and the next word in Ramcharitmanas is mutika. It means he did not have any response for the first two insults. But when she said the last one, the next word is, he gave one blow immediately. So the presentation is like that. So Tulsidasji, by just putting the words next to each other, you will know that he's giving some message there. If you tell me I am fool and disrespectful, then okay, no problem. But something, this Lankini herself is working for the biggest thief in the world, and she never called Ravana a thief even one day. Who stole the wife of the Lord also? And she's calling Hanumanji a thief. So, Tulsidasji's presentation, like throughout his Ramayana, is like that. So now, he says, he goes to Lord Shiva with a lot of abhiman in his heart that I have conquered Kam. And see, in the next line itself, Mar Charita Sankara Hi Sunaye. Now, if you notice that, he told you the whole story of to Shankar Bhagwan. You know, he has left out any pranam. He goes to Lord Shiva. First, he's supposed to do pranam. He says, how are you? Bhagwan, long time I haven't seen, you know, this, that, and you know, introduction. And nothing. In Miso said, the moment he would not have even entered the door, he started telling that story. That is the way to present it there. No, Tulsidasji doesn't say that, but the way it is presented, that is, because there is no introduction, no Hari Om at least. That is amazing. He's very good at this type of presentation. But without saying something, he says so much. He told the whole story. Ati Priya Jani Mahesa Sikha. I don't know. Now, Lord Shiva also. Look here. He's the Lord of the universe. No? He's Ishwara himself. It is Ishwara who is in this role of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Same Ishwara. He would have known everything. Lord Shiva, with great love in his heart for this Narada, he tried to teach him. Now listen to his words also. The teaching also has to be done in a certain way. Bar bar binavau muni tohi. Oh my dear sage, again and again I prostrate to you. Lord Shiva is telling to Narada.
again and again I prostrate to you. Jimmy yaha katha suna yahu mohi. Listen to the words carefully. This, he's Lord Shiva speaking like a lawyer. In the same way in which you have related this whole katha to me, Timi jani harihi sunavahu kavahu. Don't go and tell it to Bhagwan Vishnu like this. Lord Shiva's word. In the way in which you have related it to me, don't go and relate it to Bhagwan Vishnu in this way. Narad took that to mean he is forbidding me from telling this whole katha to Lord Vishnu. He's just saying, in the way in which you told it to me. It means you told it to me with a lot of abhiman. But Bhagwan didn't say that. In the way in which you told it to me, don't go and tell it like that to Lord Vishnu. But of course, Bhagwan knows he'll go there only. Chalehu prasanga durayehu tabahu. Narad left, not liking the word that Lord Shiva had. Yes, what he told. Because he interpreted that to mean, oh ho. See his interpretation. Lord Shiva was outdone. I outdid him, you know. So he doesn't want me to go and tell it to anybody, because if I tell, he will look bad. This is his interpretation. He went to see that, he writes like that. He says, he didn't like what Lord Shiva had told him. Because if I tell anybody, I will look good and he will not look good. So for that reason, he told me, don't go and tell to Lord Shiva, to Lord Vishnu. But Lord Shiva did not say, don't go and tell to Lord Vishnu. His words are not like that. Don't go and tell it in the way in which you told me. He didn't hear those parts. It's because I told you that Abhiman blinds. He cannot hear properly also. Sambu dina upadesa hita. Bhagwan told for his own benefit. Told to Narad for his own benefit. Nahi Naradhi Suhan. Naradhi Suhan. Narad did not like. And this is another thing about a person with Abhiman. No matter who speaks for his own benefit, he doesn't. This is general principle. Now, please remember, this whole thing, we are speaking about Narad in the Katha. But really, Narad here represents a mirror. Narad here is a mirror for who? But when we look in a mirror, who do we see? These American blonde jokes are so funny, you know, just a few days ago. One blonde police officer stopped a blonde woman. So he said, madam, you were speeding, you know, too much. You please give me a driver's license. So she searched in her bag and everything. Then she looked out the window. What does it look like? And then he goes, it is a small rectangular thing with your picture on it. Again, she searches in that bag and all. And she finds a small rectangular mirror. And she looks at it. No, of course, she sees herself there. So she gives it to him. Is this it? He looks at it now. Oh, I did not know you are a police officer. You please go. You go. No. Oh, Bapre, this is fantastic. When we look in a mirror, we see ourselves. Narad character here, this patra, is really all of. But we do this at some level all the time. Every single person is guilty of this. Mostly we would not know also. But we have to be very vigilant to see how and when we do this at some level, in some way. So this is a mirror for us. We are making fun of Narada, okay, theek hai, but please don't forget. You know, the fun is at the expense of Narada. But don't forget, this is our charitra. So he went there now. And Lord Shiva gave him Upadesh, but for his own benefit, when Upadesh is given to us, because of Abhiman, we don't. So, Bharadwaj, oh my dear Bharadwaj, Yajnavalkya says, Kau tuka sunahu, listen to the drama now, tamasha. what unfolds thereafter? You listen. Hari Icha Balawan. The power of Hari is overwhelming. The power of the Lord is just overwhelming. You can't defeat the power of Bhagwan. One more thing I want to tell you here now. And this is a very, very important. You'll see this running through society. Society and all. Our shastras are supposed to also be very relevant to personal issues at the level of the individual, the jiva, and his sadhana and all that is supposed to be. But the shastra is also supposed to be relevant to society in general, on the whole. Not that shastra is only relevant to the individual and then it cannot address social issues and, you know, macro issues and all. If you notice here, Narad has fallen prey to Abhiman. He's fallen prey to the same thing that we all fall prey to. And he has made a transgression against the Lord himself. It means he went before the Lord himself to boast. The Lord who gave him whatever he got. He went before that Lord to boast. So it deserves some sort of retribution, what we call in society as retribution, a punishment and all of that sort of thing. Right? For the transformation or the rehabilitation to take place. But a very, very important message which is behind the line there, and you will see this, such messages are also taken in all societies at all times, especially in modern times. Bhagwan Vishnu, Bhagwan Shiva himself does not give the punishment. He allows the punishment to take place through a third party who is very objective. It means to say, now he said, don't go to Lord Vishnu, knowing that he will go to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu will be the one to actually give the retributive punishment that is required for rectification of this problem. Because the third party will always be more objective. The person to whom the wrong is done, if he punishes, then that will bring anarth. You know that. That is why society doesn't allow you to take revenge. If somebody does something to you, you cannot take revenge on that person. You have to go and report it to the police. And then the state will do whatever has to be done. You see that? So this sort of teaching is adopted by society also. And the society doesn't allow you to institute punishment. The state will do that. Because if you do, because the transgression was against you, you will lose all objectivity, isn't it? So better we defer it to somebody else. See, all of that is there in the teaching of in the story behind the Ramayana. So Lord Shiva was the one who he went to boast to. In other words, make himself look bigger than Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva doesn't do anything. So better let me stay out of this. I'll send him there. Bhagwan Vishnu will take care. So he tells now. And he knows how to do it also. Don't go to Lord Vishnu and tell like this. Eh? Because, you know, he's smitten by Abhiman. Abhiman will do only that thing. So therefore, Yajnavalkya is telling to Bharadwaj, now listen to what this story getting more interesting now. He listens to the words of Lord Shiva, doesn't like it, and he went away with discontent in his heart. See the next line now. Shri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
करे अन्यथा नस नहीं होई। शंभु वचन मुनि मन नहीं भाये, श्री राम जय राम। तब बिरंची के लोक सिधाये, श्री राम जय राम जय जय। एक बार कर दल बर दीना, गावत हरि गुण गान प्रवीणा। हर्षि मिले तुझे रमानी के तान, बैठे आसन ऋषि समेता। बोले भी है सिचराचर बहुते दिनन इनी मुनि दाया, काम चरित नारद सब भाषे। यद्यपि प्रथम अति प्रचंड रघुपति के माया, जैन हो मुन अस को जग जाया। श्री राम जय राम
चलेहु पसंग दुरायहु तवहु। दैट लाइन केम बिफोर। लॉर्ड शिवा हैड आल्सो टोल्ड नारद, इन द वे इन विच यू हैव टोल्ड मी दिस थिंग डोंट गो एंड टेल टू लॉर्ड विष्णु। एंड इन दैट लाइन आल्सो ही सेड इवन इफ द टॉपिक अराइजेस यू प्लीज अवॉइड दैट टॉपिक। इवन इफ दैट टॉपिक अराइजेस अवॉइड इट, यू मीन्स यू bring up some other topic. Specifically, Lord Shiva told him that. Now Narad left, and Tulsidas two times, right, Narad did not like what Lord Shiva had. Meaning to say what? See, he left here and he went to Brahmalok, his father's place. Narad went to Brahmalok. And again, Tulsidas, right, Narad did not like what Lord Shiva, it means to say, all the way, what he was thinking, only one thing. Lord Shiva did not tell me the right thing. I mean, that thing did not leave his mind. Because Tulsidas is mentioning, he could have only mentioned once, you know. Narada did not like at that moment. That would have mean it went out of his mind. But again he mentions, Sambhu bachana muni mana nahi bhaye. Second time. It means that never left Narada's mind. He went to his father's loka. And ek bar, then he stayed there. I mean, that thing was going over in his mind. After going to his father's place, then he got up now. And he took his bina in hand. You know, he has that bina. And Kshir Sindhu Gavane Muninatha. He went now to Kshir Sagar, where Bhagavan Vishnu is. Where else will go? And between the time of leaving here now, going to his father's place, he did not go any other place. He went straight to Kshir Sagar. Then, Jaha Basa Srinivasa Muni Shruti Matha. Then he went to that where Bhagavan Vishnu is, then Kshir Sagar. Harashe Mile Uthi Ramani Ketha. See, Bhagavan Vishnu also is so wonderful. Look, he gets up. He gets up. The Lord of the universe, eh? He gets up to come and meet Narad. What great love for the tradition. Because Rishi is Rishi, you know. Rishi is Rishi. And that tradition is when that Rishi walks in, the Lord himself will get up. He gets up to come and meet Narad. Or the Lord teaches by a teaching at every step. Baithe asana Rishi Sameta. And he shared his seat with the Rishi. Put him to sit with him also. Bole bihasi charachara raya. And now Bhagavan started speaking. But Tulsidashi bole bihasi. He started laughing and speaking because he knows already what is going to happen, you know. Bhagavan started laughing. He knows why Narad has come there. Bole bihasi charachara raya. Lord of all moving and unmoving things. Bhaute dinanakina muni daya. Oh, it's been a long time since you have come to see me. Narad, how come you haven't come? Such a long time. Meaning to say, I know why you have come. Amazing, all the words are so wonderfully chosen by Tulsidas. He amazes me every time I read a line. Tulsidas's choice of words is just supremely amazing. Just behind that line, he's saying something else. Long time you haven't come to see me. But I know now why you have come. Kama charita Narada sabavashi. Again, Narada didn't waste any time. He told the whole story. Without bend. And Bhagavan Shiva said, if that topic arises, you avoid that topic. He didn't have to wait for any topic to arise. He raised the topic himself. And told the... By himself, he raised that topic. Amazing thing. Bhagavan did not ask anything. Kamacharita Narada Savashe Jadyapi Pratami Baraji Siva Raki. Even though the Lord had prohibited from telling that, Lord Shiva had prohibited him from telling that thing. Ati Prachanda Raghupati Kai Maya Jehi Namoha Asako Jagajaya Tulsidasi's comment. Bhagavan Maya is most powerful. Who has not been smitten by the power of the Lord's Maya? Who could escape that? Rukha badana kari bachana mridu bole Sri Bhagavan. And Bhagavan with a very straight face. Now he stops smiling. And this shows a very nice thing. He was smiling there when Anarad came. But now, very straight, impassive face. Rukha badana. He started speaking to Narada, now giving him mridu bole, soft tones. Tumhare sumiran, and he started praising Narada. In other words, now he is going to give the teaching to Narada. He's going to rectify the whole situation, but that has to be done in a certain way. It has to be done in a very balanced manner, so that rukha badan, very straight face, not hanging on this side or hanging on that side. That's why Bhagavan gives the whole upadesh to Arjuna in the middle of the two armies. Sena yorubayor madhye. He's not on Pandava's side, not on Kaurava's side. Teaching has to be done really. That guru who is teaching, he cannot favor this one or favor that one or look for this or look for that. He's just transmitting that tradition as it is. He doesn't have any favorites. So in that class also, he cannot favor this student or that student. He's giving that sort of equilibrium, equipoise, that sort of balance and equality is required in a teacher also. I did not come to this class just to teach this student or that one student or that kind of. Wherever that happens, the trouble will ensue later on. It's a very, so the whole teaching actually is centered in this kind of samatvam. You'll see that. So here now also, he straightens his face, smiling. Stop. Rukhavadan Tulsidaji also puts two words there so that we'll remember that. And he spoke very nice, sweet words. Now, the teaching also has to be done in a very nice, sweet manner. Tumare sumina. Now, how is he going to start this teaching to rehabilitate Narad? The first thing, Narad came there because what? He wanted praise. What is he looking for? Tulsidaji has a nice line in Ramayana, you see. I'll tell you. And that line is applied in so many different ways. See that? Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram. Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram. Shri Ram Jaya Ram. Jaake Hridaya Bhakti Jaise Preeti a mirror, you know. Whatever we go there with, the Lord will be like a mirror, and only that thing will reflect back to us. So if we show bhakti, you know, if we evoke bhakti or we evoke love in our heart, only that will come back from Bhagavan. It's like that. So Narad went for prashamsa. Then what? The Lord gave prashamsa. People will get anything they pray to the Lord for, you know. The only thing is that the problem with people, they don't pray for Bhagwan. They pray for something from Bhagwan. No, nobody wants Bhagwan. Tulsidasi, jaake hridaya bhagati jasi priti. Tulsidasi's line. As whatever we hold dear to our heart and how much love we hold to our heart for whatever, Prabhu taha pragata sada tehi riti. It means the Lord reciprocates in the same measure and way. So if we go, we want Bhagwan and we go with love for Bhagwan, then the Lord will reciprocate and he'll appear to us as Bhagwan. If we go to Bhagwan and we want wealth, the same Lord will appear as wealth or whatever. So Narad went for prashamsa. So Bhagwan started praising him now in this second half of the same doha which we just saw, the last doha. We'll see that after the break. Have a little break and we'll come back.